So your coach confirms you have an opportunity to play in this one here tonight. Just what's your mindset coming into it?
Honestly, just looking to have a lot of fun out there. I mean, that's it's a pretty exciting to play against a former team and a lot of friends on the other side. It's going to be a lot of fun and hoping to get a win for our team over here.
Had a lot of success with the Moose in this building. Does that help at all coming into preparations today?
Oh, for sure. I think it does. I mean, I know this building pretty well. I've played a lot of minutes in this building and I've always enjoyed playing it in front of the crowd, and now it's going to be kind of a different play against the crowd.
What's the last couple of months been like for you? You've been world traveler here now.
It's been busy. I mean, this is kind of almost my fourth or fifth team this year. I mean, including Tucson and Manitoba, Winnipeg, and now Detroit. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of traveling, but I mean, it's been definitely a lot of experience I've gained.
Have you just kind of settled into this? I mean, yeah, you've been moving around everywhere. Have you settled at all?
It's fun. I get to every city, and hockey's a really cool sport where everyone's such great guys, and you come into a room, and when I first went to Arizona, everyone was so welcoming. They said, if you want to need anything, just let me know, and it's come here, same exact thing, and the guys have been so great to me, and so welcoming, and so warming. It's been really easy transitions.
What's it like when you get the call that you're going to Detroit? I know the wins haven't been there for the team this year, but it's the Red Wings.
That's pretty cool. I mean, original six team, and first thing I thought, I was like, oh, I don't get my number. I lose my number, but that's kind of cool. I mean, it was a lot of fun seeing that it's in the rafters. I mean, Terry Sawchuk, arguably be one of the greatest goalies of all time. And then just putting on the Red Wings jersey, something special, and especially Steve Yzerman calling you is also something that's pretty cool as well.
A couple guys in that room said they thought you made a big step this summer. Was that your experience too? Is that how you felt? And if so, what do you think led to that?
I try and get better every single day, every single year, and I think coming into this year, I made a couple of huge strides in my game and just where I was at, and I'm really happy where I am right now.
What were those areas?
More mental, anything else, almost more enjoying the moment instead of putting as much pressure and going out there and like almost needing to succeed instead of just going out there and letting it happen and really enjoying the ride.
Some of the things you've been doing to stay sharp, you know, obviously the game action hasn't been at the usual level for you.
It's been different. I mean, I guess we'll see tonight. I haven't played a lot of minutes this year. I've only started four games and all over with Tucson and a conditioning stint. But I mean, it was good. It was really good, important for me to get those games in Tucson. On that conditioning was a really good experience for myself. I got to get those games and helped me a lot.
What about that Arizona experience too? You know, you didn't get to play for them, but you were around the team for a long time.
It was great. I mean, they're winning a lot of games right now. They have a really good team, and be around two excellent goaltenders in Darcy Kemper and Antti Raanta. I think they're top goalies in the league right now, and it was great to learn from a great goalie coach in Corey Schwab there as well. They did an awesome job with me and treated me like I was one of the top two goalies on the team. Doesn't matter if I was third guy or backing up that day, they treat me the same way.
Did you get together with anybody last night at all? Is there a little extra on the line here tonight?
Not quite yet. I didn't get together with anybody. I might do it in Detroit, but kind of with me getting used to the new guys here, I kind of want to go to dinner with the guys here and get more familiar with everyone here.
How shocking was getting claimed off waivers? I mean, did you know it was coming? Did you have an idea? Or?
You never really know. I've learned in my lifetime, especially in my hockey life, to just take it day by day. Especially this year, it's been different. I mean, I used to play on one organization my whole career in Winnipeg for 4 years, and I loved my time there. And then this year, you really learned, hey, it's a day by day thing in hockey, and you got to learn to be ready to move any single second and just enjoy your time where you are, because you never know where you're going to end up.
Eric, all the Moose franchise records, and I think you beat LA here at the end of the show in overtime. But is there a moment that sticks out in this building?
Oh, there's a lot of great memories here. I mean, even being here, just being a healthy scratch here in playoffs here this building is hard to beat. It's hard to beat how much the crowd's into it, the whiteout, and all different experiences. Beating LA was really cool, and just. Even our run last year with the Manitoba Moose, how we were kind of like last place and we came together as a group and really built up and came together and got a lot of wins, and that was a great experience as well.
We talked to you after Columbus. That seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? That first one. I mean, it's hard to believe you're on your third jersey now, and that Columbus game is a distant memory now.
That was it's definitely a weird, weird thing. I mean, that was a really special day for myself, having my whole family there, and it was really cool having, I mean, just that experience. It's hard to put into words how much that meant to me, and it was great being able to do it in a Winnipeg Jet jersey as well.
Have you got some family people coming up for this one tonight? Is everybody racing in?
Yeah, I got some family coming from Edmonton, so that's pretty cool. I mean, can be able to share with them and hopefully get a win for Detroit.
Team that drafts you, I mean, it may be hard now for you to carve out a great career with the Jets. You're going to carve around somewhere. Is there any regrets at the team that picked you, the team you spent so much time with? It hasn't quite worked out?
No. I loved every single second I was in Winnipeg. I love the guys. I love the coaches. I love management. They were awesome from day one. I was really happy to be here. Every single day I spent here was unbelievable. And they made me the player I am today. They made me the person I am today. So I'm really thankful for what they've done here. And I'm really excited to move forward with the new organization. But if anything ever comes back, I mean, I'd be happy to go back here. But I'm really happy in Detroit right now.
You didn't get number one. Why 34?
Honestly, that's the number they offered me, and and you know what? That was, I kind of liked Mika Kiprusoff growing up too, even though I'm an Edmonton guy. He was a pretty good goalie in Calgary for a while, and so that was kind of cool.
It's controversial.
Yeah, it's kind of controversial. Sorry, guys.